Former Gambling Commission CEO Andrew Rhodes joins Hawkbridge. Former Gambling Commission Chief Executive Andrew Rhodes has joined strategic advisory firm Hawkbridge, just over a month after leaving the UK gambling regulator. Rhodes will advise the company on international regulatory strategy, government engagement, governance, and operational standards. His appointment confirms reports that emerged earlier this year linking him with the London-based advisory business after he announced plans to leave the Gambling Commission. New role following 5 years at the Commission. Hawkbridge said Rhodes will provide guidance to operators, suppliers, investors, and boards on regulatory and strategic issues affecting the gambling sector. The company's co-founder, Bahar Alayadini, said the firm was created to offer practical advice on issues extending beyond traditional legal and commercial consultancy. Rhodes led the Gambling Commission from June 2021 until April 2026, overseeing one of the most significant periods of regulatory change in the UK gambling industry. His tenure coincided with the government's review of the Gambling Act 2005 and the subsequent publication of the Gambling Act White Paper in 2023. Gambling reform defined Rhodes' tenure. Many of the industry's most closely watched regulatory changes were developed during Rhodes' time at the Commission. These included reforms linked to customer affordability checks, gambling harm prevention measures, advertising scrutiny, bonus restrictions, and funding for research, education, and treatment services. Rhodes also oversaw the fourth national lottery license competition, which resulted in Allwyn replacing Camelot as the operator of the UK National Lottery. The decision prompted a series of legal challenges from unsuccessful bidders, although the Commission ultimately prevailed in those cases. Some of the regulatory measures introduced during Rhodes' leadership remain under active discussion. The Commission is still assessing the future role of financial risk assessments, while broader debates around affordability checks and player protection continue across the sector. Rhodes sees further change ahead. Reflecting on his move to Hawkbridge, Rhodes said the gambling industry faces another period of significant regulatory development. The next 5 years will be more consequential for gambling regulation than we have seen in many years, and even more so than I saw as chief executive of the Gambling Commission in the previous 5 years, he said. This brings uncharted challenges for boards, investors, and leaders. Rhodes added that he was joining Hawkbridge because the sector increasingly requires advice that combines regulatory, commercial, and operational expertise. His move places him on the advisory side of an industry he helped regulate through one of the most consequential reform periods in modern UK gambling history.